Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about by Fokshok Rinpoche and Eric Solomon. Sophie, I have to say, this book kind of messed with my head in the best way.
Oh, absolutely. It's one of those books that flips everything you think you know about happiness upside down. And it does it without any of the fluffy self-help cliches. It's grounded in Tibetan Buddhism, but totally stripped of ritual. So it's incredibly practical.
Right. And the core idea is so simple, it almost hurts. We're constantly at war with reality. We have this picture in our heads of how things should be, and we spend all our energy trying to force the world to match it.
Exactly.
The authors call that being stuck. It's that feeling of contraction, the tightening when life doesn't go your way. And they say that suffering isn't caused by events themselves, but by our resistance to them.
Yeah, I love that image. They compare it to a person trying to smooth out ripples on a pond with their hands. You just make more ripples. The solution isn't to stop the ripples, it's to stop agitating the water.
That's the shift, from trying to control your experience to learning to be present with it. And the book is structured around two practices, shamatha, which is mindfulness or calm abiding, and vipassana, which is insight or clear seeing.
Let's start with shamatha, because that's the foundation. And I really appreciated how demystified they make meditation. It's not about emptying your mind or achieving some blissed out state. It's just training your attention.
Right.
The instruction is deceptively simple. Sit down, focus on your breath, and when your mind wanders, gently bring it back. And they emphasize that the moment you notice you're distracted is a moment of success. That's the muscle of awareness being flexed.
Honestly, that was a relief to hear. I always thought I was failing at meditation because my mind never shuts up. But they say that's the whole point. You're building the ability to notice the gap between a stimulus and your reaction.
And in that gap lies freedom. Instead of being swept away by anger when your boss sends a snarky email, you can just observe the anger. You don't have to act on it. That's huge.
Okay, but the really mind-blowing stuff comes in the Vipassana section. They talk about three secrets that, once you really see them, just dissolve your suffering. The first one hit me hard. Thoughts are not facts.
Oh, that's a game changer. We treat our thoughts like they're absolute truths. A thought like, I'm a failure, feels solid. But they say look at it like a cloud passing through the sky. It arises, lingers, and then dissolves. You don't have to build a house on it.
Right? And the second secret is that emotions are not who you are. We say, I am angry, as if anger is our whole identity. But they say you're not the emotion. You're the one aware of the emotion. You're the sky, not the storm.
That analogy is so powerful. The sky is never damaged by the weather. Your fundamental nature is like that sky. So you can feel anger fully, the heat, the tightness, without adding the story of why you're right and they're wrong. You just let the energy be, and it passes.
And then the third secret, this one really threw me. They say the self you think you are, the solid me behind your eyes, isn't as real as you think. You can actually find it when you look for it.
Right.
They guide you through this investigation. Try to point to exactly where you are. Is it in your thoughts? Those come and go. In your body? That's constantly changing. In your feelings? They're fleeting. The more you look, the more elusive it becomes.
And the point isn't that you don't exist. It's that the fixed, solid self you've been defending your whole life is a mental construct. When that softens, you stop being so easily offended. You're not so afraid of being wrong. It's liberating.
Exactly. And the book is filled with practical ways to bring this into daily life. They talk about micro-meditations, brief moments of awareness before you check your email, or when you're stuck in traffic. Just one conscious breath.
I actually tried that this morning. Before I grabbed my phone, I just took a breath and felt my hand on the nightstand. It sounds so small, but it changed the whole tone of my morning. I wasn't just reacting on autopilot.
And they don't shy away from the hard stuff, like anger. They don't tell you to suppress it. They say when anger arises, look directly at its energy. Feel the heat, the vibration. don't tell the story. Just be with the raw sensation. And often it dissolves on its own.
That's so counterintuitive. My instinct is to either lash out or push it away. But turning toward it with curiosity, that's a whole new skill. And they say the same for anxiety, jealousy, desire. It's all just energy patterns.
And for relationships, they say the most important one is with yourself. If you're at war with your own mind, you project that onto others. By finding inner peace, you become a source of peace. And they suggest seeing difficult people as teachers. They show you where you're still stuck.
That's a tough pill to swallow, but I get it. That person who pushes your buttons is revealing the parts of your mind that aren't free yet. You don't have to tolerate abuse, but you can use the friction to grow.
The ultimate goal isn't permanent bliss. It's what they call natural ease, an unshakable quality of being, not because life is perfect, but because you've stopped fighting it. You can feel joy and sadness without being defined by them.
Yeah, that's the takeaway for me. I don't need to chase happiness. I just need to stop agitating the water. The happiness is already there, underneath all the ripples. It's just a matter of letting the water settle.
And if you want to go deeper on this or explore other titles, the whole library is on the 7-Minute Books app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
I love that. It's like having a wise friend in your pocket.
Exactly. So that's stop chasing, start being. The happiness you're looking for is already here. We'll see you in the next one.